Here on Magic City Sports Talk on Information Radio Quicks, South Shelby's Brock Wood is heading to Southeast Missouri State to continue his high school track career at the Division I level. Brock, first off, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so why SEMO?
Well, looking at some different colleges, I just wanted to be able to participate at the D1 level, and it looked like a good option for me.
So what was really attractive when you were talking to the coaches, and I assume you made a visit at some point down to Cape Girardeau that told you this was the place?
Well, actually, when I visited there, I really liked the town. Cape Girardeau is pretty cool. I enjoy history a lot, and it being an old Prince settlement, I found it really interesting.
Gotcha. So do you have any idea what kind of events you're planning on running down there, or have you gotten any indication?
It'd definitely be it won't be like the 100 meter, probably be hurdles and maybe the 400, just medium sprints.
You mentioned about just some of the other schools that you were looking into. When was the first time you managed to get in touch with the SEMO coaches prior to deciding?
Oh, I don't know. It was around December, I believe.
So this happened pretty quickly, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. It didn't take much time.
I gotcha. So just looking back on your athletic career as a whole, you've done a lot of great things, obviously, at South Shelby, both on track, the gridiron as well, and even on the basketball floor. You've told me before that track has always been your passion. Where has that passion come from?
Yeah, my passion for track is probably just the competitiveness of it, and I like how everything in track is like under my control. Just my effort and getting prepared. It's all under my control, and you know the results, whether it be good or bad, it's up to me.
Again, Brock Wood, South Shelby senior, joining us here on Magic City Sports. He's going to be heading to Southeast Missouri State to continue his track career. So with that said, I know you are a very goal-oriented person, and last year you had four second-place finishes at the state meet. I assume, is it fair to say you're hoping to improve up one notch this year?
I think the best thing to do is set goals just for faster times. You know, I just got to get better times, longer jumps, and I think everything will take care of itself.
So more or less, just you keep it more on that personal side versus just where everything else is. Sounds like, correct?
Yeah, like one day of track meet, you know, is not everything. I could go down there and a leg tightens up or something like that. You can't have everything just rely on one day. It's just want to improve my times over the season and get better.
Sure thing. What events are you planning on competing for your senior season? Are they going to be a lot of the similar ones or any new ones?
No, there'll be a lot of the same ones. I'm still kind of deciding every year. It's kind of hard for me to choose, like, between the 300 hurdles and the 400 meter. And I'm going to be doing the 200 for sure, but and the 110.
Brock Wood joining us here on Magic City Sports Talk on Information Radio Quicks. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about your signing, and congratulations. We're looking forward to seeing you down the road.
Thank you.